USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding a series of rallies in the battleground state of Pennsylvania on Monday. The president saying Democratic rival Joe Biden is bringing gloom and doom to COVID-19.
You heard him the other night, this is going to be a dark winter. No, it's not going to be a dark winter. It's going to be a great winter. It's going to be a great spring.
Senators expressing their views on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court as debate continues on the Senate floor ahead of her confirmation vote. Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal calling on Barrett to postpone taking the oath of office.
I call on her to postpone her taking the oath of office until after the next president is inaugurated.
A full Senate vote expected tonight on Barrett. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we'll know by early December if a coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective for widespread use. The coronavirus task force member telling the BBC a widespread vaccine will probably not be likely until later in 2021.
We will know whether a vaccine is safe and effective by the end of November, the beginning of December. The amount of doses that will be available in December will not certainly be enough to vaccinate everybody. You'll have to wait several months into 2021.
Scientists say the moon's shadowed, rigid nooks and crannies may hold frozen water in more places in larger quantities than previously suspected. Scientists releasing a pair of studies on Monday that say more than 15,000 square miles of lunar terrain can trap water in the form of ice. That's 20% more area than previously thought. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Conservatives continuing to cry foul over a Twitter account that's been locked since October 12th. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
Censorship in America continues. The Hunter Biden laptop story by the New York Post. Joe Biden calls the laptop a Russian hoax. Yet the chief of the U.S. intelligence community, John Ratcliffe, says Russia had nothing to do with it. Byron York with the Washington Examiner weighs in on Fox News.
Well, this should be a scandal at any time. We're days since the New York Post broke the Hunter Biden laptop story, and the New York Post is still banned from Twitter. I mean, why is that not a scandal? So it's hard to believe what is actually going on. By the way, when that happened, when the story broke on October the 14th, Facebook limited the distribution of the story, it said, because it was going to check the facts of it. It had a third-party fact-checking partner who was going to look into it. Well, we still haven't heard anything about that. What are the facts here? So it's extraordinary what the social media companies are doing to suppress speech right now.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. The Los Angeles Dodgers, one win away from their first World Series since 1988. Game 6 continues in Texas on Tuesday, and in Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Rams host the Chicago Bears. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.